as if life was as simple as that. As if using a coaster or organising the cutlery drawer in the right order didn't matter. The girl, who clearly doesn't appreciate the value of coasters, or proper cups or even mirrors judging by her hairstyle, taps her pen against the paper by the address box. "But surely we can't just put our cups on the table. That leaves marks on a table. Surely you see that?" The girl glances at the surface of the desk, which looks as if toddlers have been trying to eat potatoes off it, with pitchforks, in the dark. "It really doesn't matter. It's so old and scratched up already," she says, with a smile. Britt Marie is screaming inside. "I don't suppose you've considered that it's because you don't use coasters," she mutters, not at all in a passive-aggressive way, which is how Kent's children once described her when they thought she wasn't listening. Britt Marie is not actually passive-aggressive. She's considerate. After she heard Kent's children saying she was passive-aggressive, she was extra considerate for several weeks. The unemployment office girl looks a little strained. "Okay, what did you say your name was? Britt, right?"
"Britt Marie. Only my sister calls me Britt."
"Okay, Britt Marie, if you could just fill in the form, please." Britt Marie peers at the paper, which requires her to give assurances about where she lives and who she is. An unreasonable amount of paperwork is required these days just to be a